Uninform, some of the most pressing questions of our day. I'm your host, Danielle. With me today, as always, are Chris.
Hello!
And Joshua.
Hoi hoi.
If you're a longtime listener, then you know how this works, but if you're new to the show, let me explain. Each week we choose a topic and discuss. The problem will always have two opposing sides and can range from the absurdly silly to the deadly serious. Whatever it is, we don't stop until we choose a side. We rely on your contributions to keep us sounding interesting, so go ahead and send in your best this or that, and your idea may be featured in an upcoming episode. This year, we're having our second annual Halloween Spooktacular.
Ooh.
So all this month, look forward to Halloween-themed episodes for your listening pleasure. This week's episode is... Have to wear a Halloween costume every day, or have to wear a jack-o'-lantern on your head every day. Let's discuss.
How long is every day? Like how many every days?
Well, like, you know, every day.
For the rest of your life?
Let's say for a year.
Okay, for a year.
Yeah, they'll both be for a year.
So 24 hours a day?
I would say whenever you're wearing clothes, you got to wear a costume.
Okay, and what costume?
You know, it's got to be a Halloween costume. So this is my thinking. So the jack-o'-lantern that you have to wear on your head is an actual pumpkin, like a...
Well, yeah. You
know, not like a foam pumpkin, but an actual pumpkin. You got to carve it out. You got to put, you know, face holes in it. You got to wear it on your head until it gets all mushy and moldy, and then you replace it with another one.
Wait, I have to wait till it gets mushy and moldy?
Well, I mean, you have to wait. You don't have to. You can get a new one every day, but you're going to have to buy a pumpkin every day. And it has to be a pumpkin that is appropriately sized for your head that you can wear.
Okay, so here's a question.
Yes.
Where do you buy a pumpkin when it's not the month before Halloween?
Especially a big-ass pumpkin.
That's a really excellent question. I would suggest you check with your local farmers or maybe a co-op to find out when pumpkins are in season. And when they are not in season, find a way to procure them. Or perhaps keep them in, you know, like the place where they keep the potatoes over the winter. What is that called?
The garage?
Yeah, you could keep them in a garage. Yeah.
The potato house?
No, oh God, I lived in Maine. There was like a word for it.
Oh, it's Maine. I feel like Josh asked you, where do you find pumpkins when not in season? And your answer was, when in season, find them from a farmer. When not, find pumpkins.
That's exactly right.
Okay, so
okay, great.
I'm leaning towards costume.
Them. You can freeze them, or you can get them when they're in season and store them. You can grow your own pumpkins.
Okay,
if you
okay,
feel
okay.
Confident in your ability to do so.
Next question. There's still going to be a season, even if I grow them, but okay.
You can just take your pumpkin, take it home every night, freeze it, and then put it on the next day.
How many new freezers do I have to buy? Because I have to have 9 months worth of frozen head-sized pumpkins ready to go.
I mean, a couple.
Okay, so, right off the bat. And realize, once you freeze a pumpkin, like, it's going to rot real fast.
A root cellar. That's what I was thinking. A root cellar. You put it in the root cellar.
Wow. I'm leaning heavily towards costume, but you're probably about to tell me it's worse than I think.
Well, this is the caveat. It has to be a different costume every day.
What?
And it can't be like, oh, today I'm a sexy cop and tomorrow I'm the sexy cop's boss. Like, that's not the way that it works.
I'm a sexy detective.
I got promoted. Look at my new badge.
I'm a sexy sergeant.
How often can you rotate? Or do you have to have 365 different costumes?
Well, you may have to have 366 depending on if it's a leap year.
Oh, well, thank you.
Yes. 365. They can be store-bought. You can make them yourself if you're creative.
Where am I going to find costumes when it's not the costume season?
I don't know. Maybe you can put them in your root cellar.
Well, yeah. Costume season and pumpkin season don't coincide, so just go to the farmer and he'll get you a costume.
I don't know, fucker. Why don't you make one yourself?
How many freezers am I going to need to store all of my costumes?
I mean... There are four different members of KISS. That's 4 days, right?
I'm sorry. Are you about to list off 365 costumes?
Because we'll wait.
Yeah, seriously. Okay, we're at four. Oh, wait. We had Sexy Cop and Sexy Detective. That's six.
Okay,
and...
No, Sexy Detective doesn't count. Oh, it's just Sexy
wait,
Cop.
Wait. I'm sorry. I can dress up as different members of KISS, which... Seriously, the only difference is face makeup and what like
that is not true.
What
they
shape
play
of
instruments.
What shape
they
is
have
on them?
Themes. There's Star Child. There's
but
a space.
A
man,
cop versus a detective
the
is too close.
There's a kitty cat. They're all different people. You gotta have you know one plays the guitar. One.
They
plays
are wearing
the bass.
Spiky leather with black and white face makeup, and
Does
you're
that,
telling
that
me they're different enough.
Makeup.
Doesn't Kitty Cat live under a bridge or something these days?
Peter Criss? I don't know.
I think that's like an internet rumor.
All I know is that Paul Stanley has had three hip replacements.
I think...
Good
I
for
think,
him.
I think somebody has a soft spot for weird hair bands.
Perhaps I do. Anyway, so, I mean... I'm not going to name off 361 more costumes, but
damn
you know,
it.
You got
Or
your...
362 if it's a leap year.
Or 362 if it's a leap year. You know, you got your standard ghost and your clown and your witch and all that fun stuff. You got sexy Jesus.
So by not doing it, you're going to start doing it, is what you're saying.
What was that?
I said by not naming off costumes, you're going to just start
you're
naming
just
off costumes.
Do it.
I know.
Okay, I have so many questions. Number one, can I wear anything over the costume?
I'm not sure what you mean.
Let me rephrase. Can I wear anything over the costume?
But do you mean like, like you go outside and it's cold, so you want to put a coat on and then you take the coat back off once you get to the office? Or my costume is that I'm a professional wrestler or I'm a professional swimmer who just wears a Speedo and I'm going to wear jeans and a t-shirt over it.
Either one.
Okay. If you get cold, it's okay to wear a jacket when you're outside because you would do that on Halloween.
What if I get cold inside?
Well, then you better plan better with your costumes or have them turn down the AC.
So you're saying no on putting anything over the costume inside?
Yeah, inside you're wearing your fucking costume.
Okay.
Everybody got to see that.
And I'm a little confused about how different the costumes need to be because on one hand you said cop and detective, too similar, but then you said the different costumes of KISS...
They're
totally
different.
Yeah.
They're
Josh, am I the
different.
Only one? Am I alone here? Am I the only one a little confused?
Well, I mean, they are four different people, and they never wear the other people's costumes, so they are distinct.
I mean, neither does
and
a cop and a detective.
And they're four different themes. The only thing they have in common is the fact that they wear black, silver, and white.
Well, I think that the detective used to wear the cop's costume.
Also, they are not different themes at all.
Oh, no,
okay.
They are.
KISS fans everywhere, like, the KISS army is waging war on you right now, Chris.
Yeah. Look, all three of you, post whatever you want on Facebook. It's fine. I'm not going to be upset. It's cool.
Well.
Okay. Well, I mean, regardless.
They need to be distinct.
Yeah. Your definition of distinct is a little... wishy-washy, but regardless, you have to go costume because there's no way to do pumpkin.
Yeah,
why is there no way to do pumpkin?
Where are you getting the pumpkins?
Okay, would it make it more equal if a pumpkin was provided to you?
Yes, but it still wouldn't change my mind.
How much does a pumpkin weigh?
Yeah, but
I think it depends on the size of the pumpkin.
It'll just be a couple pounds. And I mean, it'll be resting on your shoulders. So it's not like...
Do I have to sleep in this pumpkin?
No. I would say that you need to be in the pumpkin.
But if I don't sleep in the pumpkin, do I have to
be
naked?
You need
to
be in that pumpkin.
I will make an accommodation by saying that you just need to wear the pumpkin on your head for 14 hours a day.
Okay.
What if you're allergic to pumpkin?
Then I guess you're just going to have to choose costume or you're going to have to die of anaphylactic shock. Those are your choices.
This is Halloween month.
Yeah, yes. I'm not supposed to have a heart of gold here. You need to deal with it. I know this is a really serious, you know, subject matter that we're
it
going
is.
Over right now.
It is. This is
it's
real.
Pretty heavy. But, you know.
You still, I'm sorry, you still have to go costume. I mean, you do. Like, you find a job where you can work from home and you go costume. Because there, even if there's a pumpkin provided to you, the feasibility of wearing a slowly rotting vegetable on your head every day is ridiculous. It's ridiculous.
I think you don't even have to find a job where you work from home.
I mean, maybe not.
You loophole the shit out of this.
Okay, give me some examples of your loopholes and I'll tell you if they're...
I mean, I think you could get pretty creative.
Today, Chris, I am a salesperson at a paper company.
I like that.
Tomorrow, I am a salesperson at a stapler company.
Ooh, I like that too.
Those are too similar.
I don't know. I mean, if Kiss is similar...
I mean, these are...
they're totally different... They wouldn't wear each other's costumes. The only thing the same is their salesman.
They wear the same exact thing.
One's wearing khakis, one's wearing jeans.
Okay. I'm the commission. I say no.
Okay, fine.
This is going to be one of those because I'm your mother moments.
Because I said so.
Because I said so. You could absolutely be a salesperson at a stapler or an office supply, you know, or paper company one day. You can't be another salesperson. Unless you're like, I'm going to be a fucking ski salesman and you go in with a ski jacket and some goggles on and you're all suited up. I mean, no.
I think there are going to be times where you're going to have to dress up ridiculously and just stay home. But Josh, I'm with you. I think with a piece of paper and a couple of hours of good brainstorming, I think we could come up with ways where we could have a full-time job.
Yeah, a semi-normal life.
Yeah. Like, maybe it's we only work like 3 days a week or something, and we'll probably dress weirdly some days. Like, today I'm MC Hammer, or, you know, like, you know, just like marginal,
Well, that's what I was just thinking. If Kiss applies, then couldn't you be like, today I'm Jim Halpern from The Office. Tomorrow I'm Fred from Scooby-Doo. The day after that, I'm... Like, you could find lots of fictional characters that just wear normal clothes.
Yeah. I mean, but you've got to, like, legit look like them. If you want to be Fred, you've got to be blonde, you've got to have an ascot, you got to wear bell bottoms.
Okay.
I mean, they wear regular clothes, but it has to be their regular clothes. It can't be like, I'm Nouveau Fred. I got my skinny jeans on.
Okay, that's fine.
You know,
yeah, totally.
I'm Jim. I'm Dwight. I'm everyone from The Office who's roughly my size.
And
is Dwight? I feel like Dwight's probably a lot taller than you.
Well, but that's not something you take into account when you wear a Halloween costume. I'm saying you would take into account if someone is
roughly my size.
Yeah, so. I was thinking Kevin.
Oh, okay, yeah. No, you'd have to wear like a fat suit to look.
Exactly.
Okay. All right, that's fair enough.
Yeah, this is super easy. You just go with costume.
Now, would you be like Dwight at the beet farm, or would you be Dwight?
No, you'd be Dwight at the office.
Sounds like you just came up with two different costumes.
Well, you can only be Dwight once. So.
Wow, I'm gonna need further explanation on these because.
So we can't be Paul Stanley in his Kiss outfit and Paul Stanley walking about town.
No, you can't. Like, you can't like. You know your collection of Star Trek figurines that I found out about after we'd already moved in together and gotten married, so it was too late?
I'm sorry, I think you mean my secret shame.
Yeah, so you had, like, Geordi LaForge in a bunch of different outfits. Like, this is Geordi LaForge in his, you know, in his dress and clothes. And this
first of all, I need to correct you.
He got promoted to Chief of Engineering. Like, you can't be Geordi LaForge in all of his different stages of his career.
Okay, I need to correct you. We didn't have those. We have them currently. So.
No, I understand that.
Okay.
What I'm saying is.
Well, you said had past tense, and I'm telling you, they're in a box. We have them, and they will be buried with me.
There are many things that it's been hard to deal with in this marriage, and that's really the only thing that's made me regret it. No kidding.
Wow.
I thought you were going to say that's the only thing that's kept you around.
Oh, yeah. No.
Man, these Halloween episodes are getting more and more real.
All right, fair enough. Okay,
well, Danielle, it seems like Josh and I are decided. What are you thinking? Do you want to wear a rotting vegetable on your head?
It's a squash, Okay, let's get that straight.
Squash is a vegetable.
I thought it was a fruit. Isn't it? I don't know. I can't keep track.
I'll be honest. Now I'm not sure.
Okay.
I'm just going to stay silent.
So at the end of the day, who is the person here that last weekend was going crazy with the puffy paint? Who is the person that has created a pattern to knit a family tartan for a baby blanket for a coworker? I would fucking a new costume every day. You know I am in that business.
So is that Danielle or...
I was going to say, I know it's not me, so is it you, Chris?
I was just going to be like, Josh, was it you?
We know about Chris's effort to crochet, and they have not gone well.
Hey, so I'm a slow learner.
Yeah, that is okay. But I mean, like, one year for Halloween, I did a little, you know, double action. I was Dr. Spaceman, like, from 30 Rock, but I was Ace Frehley from Kiss, the Spaceman, in a doctor's outfit. Because I was fucking Dr. Spaceman.
And it was a costume that no one understood.
No one.
No, one person did, and they laughed so hard.
I still don't understand.
Joshua even made me a name badge with my photo on it. It was awesome. I think actually it was Ace Frehley's photo. But anyway, the point is, absolutely, I would do costume. I think it would be funny to see someone forced to wear a jack-o'-lantern on their head every day, and so I was kind of hoping one of you guys would pick that.
Wait. You're doing costume?
Yeah, I'm going to do costume.
So we're all agreeing.
Yeah, we're
so
all
when
agree.
When this episode's published, the hell mouth is going to open.
Yeah, everything's going to explode. We're
because
gonna
we've
die.
Agreed.
Yes.
Okay.
Good job, everyone. Thanks for listening to another episode of This or That. This week we discussed wearing a costume every day or wearing a jack-o'-lantern on your head every day. Which would you choose? You can email us at tiertpodcast@gmail.com, tweet us at tiertpodcast, pop on by our Facebook page at facebook.com/tiertpodcast, and say hi. If you have a great idea for a topic, send us an email, and don't forget to give us your name and where you're from so we can give you a shout out. If you like the show, tell your friends and do us a favor and rate us on Apple Podcasts or wherever you got this episode. And be sure to join us next week when we'll be discussing two more things.